by Swanson, and SEM does pass it across with Nymeyer. Elk Creek will try again. This time, Burke takes it across and passed right back over by the Mustangs. Miranda Pierce got a good rally going here as Elm Creek just dumps it over, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Mustangs.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Loomis as the Wolves welcome in the SEM Mustangs and Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
There's a good, strong jump serve, and it's dug out in the back row by Burke and slapped across. Down and good with a left-handed attack. Brodeen, her second kill.
All three squads are battling through some early up and downs this season, but look to stay the ship tonight against their conference foes. It's the Loomis Triangular coming up next, but first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loomis High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming.
And we are ready for our second match of the night between the two visiting teams tonight. The Elm Creek Buffaloes at 9-4. We'll start with Shelby Ferguson, followed by Jackie Berkey, Casey Sutherland, Shelby Brown, Tori Miner, and
the officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
And sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. We are back here at Loomis, where SEM has taken the first point and Elm Creek has taken the second point. So we are now tied 1-1 in the first set of our second match. Earlier tonight, it was Loomis sweeping SEM 25-20 and 25-18. So the serve is across here by Shelby Ferguson, and SEM will send it back deep. And that makes it 2-1 in favor of Elm Creek and Ferguson to serve it away. First meeting of the year between these two teams, 9-4 for Elm Creek. Coming into tonight's matchup, SEM 2-11 and an ace serve here. We'll keep things going the way of Elm Creek as they take a quick 3-1 lead here off the ace from Shelby Ferguson. Doug Duda, Grant Sparks, our engineer. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday night. And the serve across passed up into the ceiling. It's dug out there by Miranda Pierce. And it's passed across. Elm Creek with the free ball. Gets into their offense. Set to the outside. Rolled across there by Shelby Brown. Dug out in the back row by Burr. And passed across. Elm Creek once again will have it set there by Shelby Ferguson. Outside attack down and good by Shelby Brown. And Elm Creek will get the kill. 4-1. So for Elm Creek, 9-4. They played on a Tuesday, sweeping South Loop and defeating Anselmo-Myrna in three sets to pick up those two wins. Middle attack here by SEM, clips off the net and sails long. Three straight wins, four out of the last five after Elm Creek started the season. 4-1, had a little lull there in the middle, but 9-4. And now up 5-1, all off the serve of the initial server, Shelby Ferguson, who fires the ball up into the stands here. I'm not sure my cord will reach far enough to get the volleyball here, but we'll help out and pick it up. See, when the Loomis fans are here, when Loomis is playing, the kids just throw the ball back. I'm the only one on the stage. 5-2 off the air. Well, I lost some quickness too, Jack. I lost some quickness. I used to just zip right over there and get that. No problem. Serve is across here by SEM and James. It'll be sent back across. They'll on the outside. Now they go middle. Blocked up front there by Alicia Pierce, but returned over for the kill. Elm Creek will get it to Jackie Berkey. Her first kill. Side out Elm Creek. Makes it 6-2. And the libero, Kylie Russell, will go back and serve it away. She takes down to Shelly Burr. And the...
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, folks, hopefully we have taken care of some of our problems here on the technical difficulties. We'll switch over and tell you that we are back here in the first set of the Loomis Triangular second match, and it is Elm Creek 11 and SEM 6. As SEM serves it away here with Kristen Carlberg, and the attack from the outside is going to be down and good by Hannah Robbins. While we were working on that, we missed a few of the kills, and I apologize for that. But back to serve it away will be Shelby Brown. And a 12-6 lead here for Elm Creek. She'll drop it across to Shaley Burr. Burr will get it in the middle of the attack. And it hits him down at SEM. It'll fall behind 13-6 on the attack error. And we will get a timeout here by SEM. Make the score 13-6. We'll take a break. Be right back.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome
Welcome back to Loomis High School. Doug Good, along with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, here from the Loomis Triangular. Glad to have you along with us on Thursday night. First match tonight, Loomis defeated SEM in straight sets. And now we're at the first set of our second match. Elm Creek has taken a 13-6 lead over SEM. And the service across here out of the timeout by Shelby Brown. Make it 14-6 in favor of Buffalo. Elm Creek looking for their fourth straight win and their 10th of the season. First meeting of the year between these two teams. Service across and deep. They let it go and it is out of bounds. So a service there. We'll give the side out to SEM. 14-7 is the score. Back to serve it away is going to be Shaylee Burr. And Burr's serve is an ace. Perfect at the eighth serve here for SEM, 14-8 against Loomis. They just didn't get any good runs going. They had one run, and that was to start off the second set going up 10-4. But then Loomis scored 10 in a row and never looked back and won 25-20, 25-18. Ball in play on the SEM sideline. They'll take it to the outside to Bailey Swanson. She'll roll it across. Good dig out of the back row by Russell. And Elm Creek returns, setting it over as Miner. Here's the set. Oh, two players run into each other in four hits now for SEM. So 15-8, Elm Creek with the lead. And back to serve it away is going to be number three, Tori Miner. And Miner serve. Floats it across. Into the back row, they'll get it to Burr. On the outside, the attack is going to be Bailey Swanson. It is deep and out of bounds. 16-8 in favor of Elm Creek. Miner to serve. Miner just got that over for the end. Tori Miner, a perfect serve for another Elm Creek ace to put them up 17-8. Their third ace so far of the match. Again, Elm Creek and Loomis will be our final match here of the night. Right now, though, SEM trying to get back into this one. Serve goes over to Miranda Pierce. Slide right side, Brianna James, and she sends it deep and out of bounds. 18-8. And Miner just keeps serving away, looking for four in a row now. This one right down the middle to Carlberg. Good pass that time to the center, Glatter. And the attack into the net. Air has come out of the SEM sails here. That was a good set, and SEM didn't even leave the floor to take a swing at it. So Coach Cody Mickey is going to call timeout. 19-8, Elm Creek will be back in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
As we come back out of the timeout, Tori Miner serves an ace to make it 20-8 in favor of Elm Creek out of the SEM timeout. And Elm Creek continue to roll here. They go to the middle and getting the kill. It's going to be Tori Miner. Miner drives it home. It's now 21-8. And Coach Brandy McCarter is going to the bench with this lead. She's able to go bring some more players in. So Lady Zastro will check in here for the Buffaloes. And it has been seven in a row to take the lead out to 21-8. Silver Cross set to the right side. Giving the kill over Brianna James. So SEM will get the ball back, trailing 21-9. And back to serve it away will be James after getting the kill. James serves it across. Right down the middle of the floor it goes. By outside attack, driven over by Jackie Berkey. SEM with the dig. They'll go middle. Over the single block is Miranda Pierce. Good dig out of the back row. And here comes Robbins on the attack for Elm Creek. 21-10, Elm Creek. And Brianna James will serve, trying to make it two in a row and three overall. Lefty jump serve, close right to the back middle of Torrey Minor. Set to the outside of another Elm Creek kill from Jackie Berkey. Two in a row from her makes it 22-10. And back to serve away will be the freshman, Hannah Robbins. Robbins takes it right down the near sideline with some ace serve, and that makes it 23-10. Robbins with the ace, four aces unofficially in this set for Elm Creek. Robbins trying to finish it out here, cuts it to the other corner. Takes that one right at Glatter. They get it over on net, and it's going to be blocked up there by Berkey. Trying to save it will be the Mustangs, and it's going to be sent down in the corner for a kill by Bailey Swanson. Wasn't sure she was going to be able to wrap that one around the antenna, but she did. And that makes it 23-11. So SEM trying to get a little something going here before we get into the second set. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Glatter. Glatter serve. Right down the middle of the court. Miner's been taking most of the serve receive and handling it, passing it well. Attack dug out there by James. Middle attack by Pierce. Got it across and Loomis, or excuse me, Elm Creek with a one arm up. Returned there by Ferguson. Right side attack by SEM is driven across by Alicia Pierce. Joust at the net. SEM keeps it alive and flips it over. And can Elm Creek save it? No. Give credit to Alicia Pierce. 23-12. And Glatter to serve. And Glatter takes her time, floats this one into the corner. Picked up there by T.C. Sutherland. They'll send it back to Sutherland. She'll drive it straight down. Sutherland with the kill. Elm Creek 24 and SEM 12 is game point here for the Buffaloes. And Shelby Ferguson, who started the set with five consecutive points, will try and finish the set right here. Ferguson serve. He's been behind the team. Pass to Glatter. Short set is punched across by Miranda Pierce. Elm Creek shuts to the middle, and the swing is not good by Jackie Berkey to end game number one. 25-12, Elm Creek takes the opening set, and we will be right back from Loomis.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here. Elm Creek taking the opening set here, 25-12 over SEM. Shelby Ferguson led the way from the service line. Jackie Berkey led the way. SEM just had a few too many mistakes in there. This was a 11-6 ball game at Elm Creek after being up 14-8, then scored seven in a row to go up 21-8 and advance to a 25-12 victory. Earlier tonight, Loomis beat SEM 25-20 and 25-18. And our final match tonight will be Loomis taking on Elm Creek. And we'll have all of that action for you right here. Don't forget that coming up tomorrow, high school football, Centura is at Ravenna. Our pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Adams Central is at Gibbon, while Kearney Catholic is at Central City on ESPN 1460. We'll head to a second set between Elm Creek and SEM after the Buffaloes take the opener 25-12. We'll be back in a minute.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area. Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Accidents happen, but no one needs to drive a car that looks like it has been in an accident. The professional certified guys at Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. No hassle insurance paperwork, easy claims, and friendly people is what you get at Ed's Body Shop, serving Sumner and surrounding areas. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Our first point of the second set belongs to Jackie Berkey, and it's 1-0 Elm Creek. Anna Robbins will go back and serve it away here for the Buffaloes. Robbins serve, right down the middle it goes. Picked up there by Akeisha Thomas, who has checked in here for SCM. So a couple of new faces. Casey Dittmer is in there as well. Middle attack blocked up front the first time by Pierce, but Berkey stays with it and is able to tip it down off the block. Jackie Berkey looking good so far, and Hannah Robbins to serve it away, 2-0 Elm Creek, but that one is going to be deep and out of bounds. So SEM will get their first opportunity of set number two. Looking to get their first set victory tonight, force a third. They got off to a quick second set 10-4 lead over Loomis and then really got stuck in the mud. Loomis came back and swept that one. Good serve across, slide here is driven down again by Berkey. Elm Creek has got a good one, and they're just going to keep going to her. Jackie Berkey with her sixth kill, 3-1 Buffaloes. And back to serve it away will be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson serve, spins it right down the middle of the floor. Handled there by Dittmer, and a pass off the mark, make it 4-1. Dittmer maybe didn't quite get it high enough to her setter, but then the set was way off, and Shelby Ferguson picks up another point on serve. She was the leading server in game one, and she'll fire an ace here. Second ace for Shelby, 5-1. SCM just needs something good to happen. They've shown some spark earlier, and there's a JV match going on. So Elm Creek only has a couple of girls on the bench. SCM, they really don't have enough for JV, so they're all right here. Serve is crossed, picked up there on the back dig by Tori Miner and sent back over by Jackie Berkey. Middle attack driven across by SEM's Miranda Pierce, but Elm Creek's picking up everything right now. And tip it across, Casey Sutherland with her second kill. 6-1 Elm Creek, they won the opening set 25-12. And Ferguson just stays back there and keeps those serves in. And this serve, down the middle it goes to Dittmer. Passed across and out of bounds. 7-1 Elm Creek. And Coach Wipke is going to call a timeout here. Just some real basic errors, unfortunately, for SEM right now. So they got to shore that up, and we'll take a break and be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Our next volleyball match will be on Tuesday as Grand Island Central Catholic travels to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic beating the Crusaders for the first time ever last year at State. And now they are in the all-class top 10, and Central Catholic replacing everybody is struggling a little bit this year. Back here, Elm Creek not struggling. Shelby Ferguson serves another one. She's looking for 5 in a row. Right side attack is going to be blocked but out of bounds. Shelby Brown gets the kill, and it's 8-1 Elm Creek. And Ferguson now has a total of 11 points in these first two games from the service line. And she's moving it around, takes that to Bailey Swanson. Overpass is then tipped out of bounds by Elm Creek. Again, the overpass was right there, and Sutherland went for the quick kill, but she was right by the antenna and tipped it just a little wide, and Swanson now serve it away. Deep middle, handled there by Sutherland. Casey gets it to the center on the outside. It's going to be blocked again. Miranda Pierce has done a good job along with Alicia Pierce. They've done a good job when they're both in the front row going 1-2. Good rally going on here in Elm Creek. We'll set it to the middle, and again it's Berkey, and again it's blocked by Pierce. Back door to Elm Creek. This time they'll go to the outside. Sutherland, this time it's through the double block, and she'll get the kill. Third kill for Casey Sutherland. 9-2 Elm Creek. And the libero, Callie Russell, one of the two seniors on this Elm Creek team, serves it away. Again, it's overpassed. Free ball. Elm Creek can't do anything with it. All they do is pass it back. Bailey Swanson to serve it away. Middle attack by Pierce, dug out by Robbins. Elm Creek will dink it across that time with Ferguson. And Pierce will return it. Alicia sends it on the short side. Here's a back set right side for Elm Creek. They hit it to their own net. And a rare error. And SEM will pick up the point on the long rally. 9-3 is the score. Elm Creek won the first set 25-12, and they're up here in the second set. But the serve is coming across for Miranda Pierce. Overpass, and this time SEM takes advantage of the quick tip down by Alita Pierce. That's the first kill of this second set for the Mustangs. And it's 9-4. And the serve across, right at Russell. Russell close to the net. Ferguson tried to stay out of it. Somebody hit the net. Net's moving. Ball is still in play, though. And Elm Creek will set to the outside. Set across that time by Sutherland. SEM will return. Middle attack by Keisha Thomas. And then an Elm Creek error. And SEM has got their first run of this match. Three in a row. 9-5 Elm Creek. And Pierce to serve it away. Pierce's serve on the right side. Set middle. Elm Creek gets it through the double block that time and give the kill to Shelby Brown. Second of this game. 10-5 Elm Creek. Don't forget at the conclusion of every match, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. And we still have one more match to go tonight. So stay with us for that. Here's a spinning serve across for another ace. Casey Sutherland gets her first ace of the match. That is the second ace serve of the set, the sixth of the evening for the Buffaloes, 11-5. Casey all the way over into that far right-hand service corner, drops that into the middle, picked up by Pierce, and Alicia will tip it across. Elm Creek with Robbins with a quick return. A little too much floater on that, so SEM didn't have any problem picking it up, but then they drove it into the net, and a free point for Elm Creek, 12-5. First match tonight, Loomis beat SEM 25-20, 25-18. And a serve by Sutherland is across. She's looking for three straight points. Outside attack is over the double block by Alicia Pierce. Picked up and returned over by Shelby Brown quickly, but SEM is ready, and it'll be slapped back over by Thomas. Elm Creek, middle attack, cut it into the corner, butt deep by Miner, and side out for SEM. Again, after tonight, Elm Creek plays at Arapahoe tomorrow night, and in SEM land, they will be playing Saturday in the Bertrand Invitational. Substitution time now for the SEM Mustangs. And back to serve will be Pierce. Alicia fires it across. Back into the ball game is Kristen Carlberg. And another point for Elm Creek. Up there with the kill. Robbins working along with Miner and makes it 13-6. Back to serve it away will be Shelby Brown. Substitution for SEM, Jessica Lorenko checks in for the first time tonight. And Lorenko playing in the back row. Middle attack that time by Dittmer. Dug out nicely by Russell. And it's back over to SEM, which they dump into their net. 14-6, Elm Creek. With Shelby Brown picking up the point on serve. Elm Creek looking for their 10th victory of the season. The serve, deep middle, backing up to pick it up as Miranda Pierce. Set to the middle, the attack spun on the net and would not go over. Ready to block it anyway with Tori Miner. And it is 15-6. Elm Creek's four losses this year. Ansley Litchfield, they're 11-1. C2 Hershey to Sutherland and to Overton, who's 9-1. Good strong serve by Brown. 15-6, and again, it's just being passed over by SEM. Got some new faces in there for the Mustangs. Middle attack finished off by Elm Creek's Tori Miner. Second kill of this set makes it 16-6. Brown serve. That one's deep and out of bounds. Side out for SEM. 16-7, and number 16, Keisha Thomas will go back and try her hand at the service line here for the Mustangs. Thomas' serve, that's also deep but playable, and dug out by Sutherland, set to the right side, but an attack error by Elm Creek. Gives SEM the service point. And Thomas will try it again, try to claw their way back into this match. Down 16-8 in the second set. Elm Creek won the first set 25-12. Serve to Russell. Pass to the middle. Tipped across by Miner, and a net violation on SEM. 17-8 Buffaloes. Game two, back to serve it away, will be Tori Miner. Miner serve. Just got over the net, looking for the ace, got the ace. Tori Miner with her third ace serve. She had two in the first set, makes it 18-8. Miner fires away again, that had more air in. Jessica Lorenko picks it up, outside attack Swanson, and just picked up by Elm Creek and set across by Robbins. SEM on the offense, set in the middle. The attack is across for the kill. Casey Dittmer gets the kill, her first. The freshman gets just the second kill of this set for the Mustangs, 18-9, Elm Creek. And to serve it away will be Dittmer, and that one is deep and out of bounds. So right back over to Elm Creek, 19-9, just kind of coasting on to what should be their 10th victory. Coach McCarter will go to the bench here and bring in Delaney Zastro to serve it away. Zastro transferring in, the junior, getting ready to serve it away. And Zastro clipped the top of the net. It will not go over. Side out for SEM. And back in will be Alicia Pierce and Sydney Glatter for the Mustangs. 19-10 Elm Creek. Tonight, NFL football. Carolina Panthers host New York Giants. Kick off just after 7:30 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here's the serve. Taken across by Glatter, goes short angle to Zastro. It's passed across there by the center, Shelby Ferguson, and has to be set right back by the Mustangs. Here's Ferguson setting middle. There's Berkey. She is going to pick up yet another kill. Berkey with four in the set, unofficially eight in the match, 20-10 Elm Creek. And Ferguson to serve. Serve is across, and an ace. Shelby, who had the big run in the first set and earlier in this set, makes it 21-10. She had five straight the first time she was back there. She had five straight the last time she was back there. And now five straight would end it, and she's going to pick up another ace, 22-10. And 3 points away from the victory are the Buffaloes. Serving this one a little bit more towards the middle. It's dug out there by Dittmer. Rolled across for the SEM kill, Miranda Pierce. And side out here for the Mustangs. Ready to serve it away will be Bailey Swanson. Long way to go here for SEM, but just trying to find a way to pick up some points. Get something started. Swanson serve. Two players run into each other. The dig is made by Casey Sutherland. Right side attack, Berkey. They just have not found a way to stop Jackie Berkey. And back to serve it away will be Kylie Russell for Elm Creek. 2 points away from the match. And the serve. Strong one right on the back line. It's dug out by Swanson and set across by Alicia Pierce. Free ball here for Elm Creek. Go to the outside, Sutherland. Her attack is one arm up in the back row by SEM. At the net, it'll be tipped across there by Pierce. Miranda drives it over the double block. Tipped right back by Sutherland. Good dig that time by Glatter. Good rally going here. Probably the best of this match. In the middle, Elm Creek will terminate with Tori Miner. Third kill of this game. And it brings us to match point for Elm Creek. 24-11. Buffalo's looking for the sweep here. And 1 point away. Russell, strong topspin serve. Dug out, stays in the middle, set to the outside. Pierce miss, hit it, and that will be the end of the match. And in relatively easy fashion, Elm Creek comes out and is able to sweep SEM 25-12 and 25-11. We'll be back and take a look at the final stats of the Visco Sports postgame show right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. Is a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
It's time now for the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. In this second set for SEM, Casey Dittmer had a kill. Alicia Pierce had a kill. Keisha Thomas had a service point. Miranda Pierce, two service points and one kill, and that was it. Three kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for SEM. For Elm Creek, Shelby Brown, three service points, two kills. Shelby Ferguson, seven service points. Three of them were aces. Tori Miner had an ace serve and three kills. Jackie Berkey had five kills. Casey Sutherland, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Kylie Russell, two service points. And Hannah Robbins had a service point. 12 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves for Elm Creek as they win it 25-11 and took the first set 25-12. They go to 10-4, and they will play Loomis in our next match. SEM falls to 2-12, and they will head to the Bertrand Invitational on Saturday. Don't forget, one more match coming your way in about 15 minutes. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow night football, Centura Ravenna here on Classic Hits. Adam Central Gibbon on Breeze 94.5. Kearney Catholic at Central City on ESPN 1460. Plus, all the games are live on the podcast, and photos from all of our events are also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show here from Loomis. For our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. We'll take a short break and be back just after 7:30 with Loomis and Elm Creek. In the meantime, don't forget the New York Giants and Carolina Panthers getting ready to kick things off on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Keep it here. More volleyball on the way.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports
the
presentation.
The promotion package is open this weekend. 1 mile east on 39 Road in Gibbon.
To download our guide on this game and